It's not going to be your everyday M&A type panel. We're really going to talk about what the drivers are to consolidation in the health industry, and I promise you it's going to be interesting. Joe works with one of the largest for-profit health systems in the country, and Deb is general counsel of a very large, robust, and innovative not-for-profit health system here in the Houston area. So the conversation is going to be a fun one. To get an idea of the folks out in the audience, an idea of what kinds of things that you guys do in the health industry, a quick show of hands, how many people right now are engaged in consolidation activities with health providers or health payers? Okay. So this should be an interesting conversation. Traditionally, historical industry response to change has been acquisition or consolidation through traditional transaction models such as mergers, acquisitions, joint ventures, some form of clinical integration, and with the nonprofit areas, member substitutions. But increasingly, and probably a lot having to do with health reform and pressures on the industry, current trends are increasingly focused on different types of affiliations and relationships. Here you see that the trends of M&A and consolidation has increased over the last 5 to 6 years, with hospital transactions almost doubling since 2010 through 2015, and all measures are indicating that those trends are going to continue in the relative near future.